You have arrived at your destination.
Hi, this is Gene Simmons from KISS, and you're listening to Sean vs. Wild. And guess what? Now that you've heard this, you owe me $29.95. Go to kissonline.com. Boom.
That's right, Wildlings. You have arrived at your destination. It is the Sean vs. Wild podcast, America's second favorite music podcast, guys. I will have you know. And of course, I'm your host, the man, the myth, the Sean Thriller Smith, the guy putting rad back into talk radio. It's time to rock and roll all night and podcast every Tuesday. Guys, in the studio with me today, joining me, third time's a charm there. I'm actually talking to Moonwalker again today. And I felt in our previous conversations together, you know, you got to do it over the phone, you got to do it over Skype. There's a certain missing ingredient there, I think, when you talk to someone over the phone or over Skype that you just don't get when you're face-to-face. Well, they were traveling on tour, and they made a stop right here at the Smithsonian. And then we had a wonderful dinner at Chewy's. So, hey, yeah, the chips at Chewy's are quite delicious. But yeah, sat down, chatted with them, talked about everything under the sun, and this is a fun one, man. It's very laid back, open format, and of course, we're going to be jamming to some of those hot new Moonwalker tunes available right now on their new album, Moonwalker Volume 1, so definitely go pick that up. I know you guys like them. Who doesn't like them? But yeah, we had a good time, and very excited to have them on the show and doing it the right way. Not that the other ways were wrong, but I think there's some magic in here, guys, that just wasn't there before. There's something here that wasn't there before. Beauty and the Beast, guys. You know what's up. Disney. And if you don't know what's up, man, just go back to your VHS collection. Somebody's got to have a copy of Beauty and the Beast they can loan you. Poor person, man. What kind of childhood did you have where you're not watching Beauty and the Beast? Heck. Anyway, guys, hope you're having a great week. Another Tuesday in the record books. It is officially episode 95. I know I said I had about 95 episodes last week. Let me retract that, okay? This is for sure episode number 95, and here's the 95 more. Hopefully you guys are having an awesome week. I know I've just been on top of the world lately, man. Just full of energy, getting stuff done, making power moves over and over and over, and I'm on top of the world right now. America's second favorite podcast host is feeling great. So that's good, man. I had kind of a whack summer, so here's to fall. And fall-like weather. Here in Louisville, like last week, it was kind of chilly, and I actually saw leaves falling off the trees today as I drove into my new job. So that's actually kind of nice, you know? I'm like, it's upon us. Maybe we'll get more than just like the, you know, 2 weeks that we've been getting. Those of you in the Louisville metro area, you know what's up. And listeners all across the country here, especially if you're on the East Coast, man, I want to say be careful out there. Be safe. Hurricane and Tropical Depression Florence, I believe. It's just it's crazy. I've seen a lot of it on Facebook there, and I wish all my East Coast listeners the very best. Be safe. If you need anything, hit me up, SeanVersusWild@gmail.com. And your boy will take care of you. That is for sure. And guys, speaking of taking care of people, let me take care of some business. I'm talking about AudiophileInc.com. Shane from Audiophile Inc. is going to take care of you, give you the best deal in town, no matter what town you live in, on your screen printing needs. He does all my stuff. He can do all your stuff. He's the best. AudiophileInc.com. Go there. Tell him the Wild Man sent you. And guys, also big shout out to Audible. I've been checking out so many audiobooks, making it happen, and you can do the same thing. Free 30-day trial by going to Sean versus Wild. Going to audibletrial.com/Sean versus Wild. Yeah, that's right. audibletrial.com/Sean versus Wild. Get a free 30 days. Get a free audiobook. Check it out. If you don't like it, return it. Exchange it. You keep the audiobooks even if you don't keep the membership and the subscription. That's a win-win-win, guys. Over 180,000 audiobooks for you to choose from. So yeah, definitely do that. And a big shout out to Joe Brock. Joe and I actually work together now, so I hang out with Joe a lot. We're going to get ripped. We're going to get tan. I'm going to grow my hair out. I'm going to look exactly like Hulk Hogan. So as soon as I grow it out, I'm going to be bleaching it blonde. I'm just going to be hanging and banging, you know, in the gym all day, training, saying my prayers, eating my vitamins. That's how we roll. guys. So yeah, like I said, a lot of I've been feeling good, man. A lot of energy, and I've been doing a lot more exercise and stuff, and I feel like it's really genuinely helping my mental health as well. You know what I'm saying? So been doing well on my diet, been doing well on, like I said, the exercise, and just making things happen. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the key to life. You got to stay interesting. I know I've said it before on the old podcast, but that's my advice to you. Who am I to give you advice? Do whatever you want, but still, it certainly is a lot more beneficial to get out there, change the things that you can, than it is to just sit around and complain on social media. You know what's up? So, does anybody even care about social media anymore? I use it for the podcast, but I don't know. Does anybody really enjoy it so much anymore? I don't know. You tell me. Tell me on social media, for crying out loud. Tell me on Facebook, facebook.com/SeanVsWild. Or tell me on Twitter, @SeanVsWild. Or on Instagram, @SeanVsWildPodcast. Yeah, tell me all about it. And don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. All that good sort of thing. Make it happen. Guys, my conversation with Moonwalker starts right now. You know what time it is. Let's get wild. Guys, it is so good to see you, but I'm going to forewarn you. My body is coursing with energy drink right now.
Hell yeah.
That's what happens when it's on sale. 3 for $5.49.
Well, like, what are we talking here? Like, what drinks?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. The Monster.
Monster.
Energy drink. Oh, okay.
You know how it is. It's like you go on Vans Warped Tour and then you develop a straight Monster addiction for the rest of your life.
Dude, I feel that. I was crushing those Monster teas every day.
Oh, like the rehab yeah. Arnold Palmer ones?
Yeah, I would always go with the raspberry or peach. Because they would run out fast because each stage had their own cooler.
Yeah, so you had to get in while the getting was good.
Yeah, them teas were going fast.
What about you, Mark? Are you totally addicted?
I honestly, the few times I had a Monster, I did like the tea ones, but the energy drink ones, I like cringed every time I drank it. Like, I absolutely hate it.
Yeah, because it's like drinking battery acid.
It is. I remember pouring one out on the pavement, and like it dissolved the pavement.
Yeah, it literally burnt a hole right there. It's like,
yeah, it smoked like, the entire time. Put a cone down,
dude. Now we know how potholes are made.
And then I used to drink that one called Bang, the one that's more of like.
I don't think we ever had Bang, dude.
It's like. They're not sure whether or not they should like make it legal, I guess. There's still like there's FDA approval going on, but it has like protein and like creatine in it.
Oh, so it's like a pre-workout or something? Or it's like a workout.
That's what they're marketing it as, but it's basically like a Red Bull or Monster or whatever, but with like pre-workout in it.
Oh, great.
But yeah, so I was drinking it for a few weeks, and then one, you ever just get it where like you drink one and you're like, oh, okay, that was too much for me.
Yeah, I'm on that right now.
Yeah, so that's where I was at, and then I was like, man, not anymore.
I see what's called Bang because you're going to want to kill yourself immediately after drinking.
That's the last thing you hear.
Yeah. It will be the. Oh, yeah. Guys, making jokes about killing yourself. Real cool. Real cool, guys. I'm sure the Bang company, if you're listening, you probably don't appreciate this free advertisement.
Not good for the brand.
Yeah. And the Sean vs. Wild podcast sponsored by Bang today. Bang.
Yes. Don't do it.
But yeah, I got to get a drink of water and come down from this Monster High, bro.
Yeah.
Monster High dolls.
Yeah, dude. I'm actually addicted to 5-Hour Energies.
Oh, dude.
I drink them every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
I drink them 4 times a day, so that way I only have to sleep for 4 hours.
Yeah, dude. Math.
You ever hear about people that like only sleep? They're like, yeah, real business professional types. They sleep 3 hours a day and they work 21 hours. I'm like... Sometimes I'm like, I want to get on that level. And then other times I'm like, dude, your life must be really miserable.
Yeah, you can't enjoy your work if you're just hustling that hard all the time.
Yeah. How can you just run on three? I feel like if I don't get 7 hours of sleep, I'm just like trash the next day.
Yeah, I can't even operate on 9 hours of sleep. So I don't know even about three.
I got to have at least 14 hours. I am a koala bear.
I will say though, like from all of us doing Warped Tour and getting the 4 hours, I think when there's just like crazy shit going on all the time and you're just in the zone 24/7, you're just like, yo, 4 hours of sleep. Like, let's do it.
Yeah, I got this.
Yeah.
See, I go without sleep almost throughout the week. I just run on very few hours of sleep. And then I feel like on the weekend when I have a day off, I'll just sleep in 2 days in a row. And I'm like, all right, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I've caught up. Mm-hmm. But still, in the morning, like, do you have people in your life that are morning people?
Yeah, I'm kind of a morning person.
Yeah, Rob's definitely a morning person. Yeah. I'm not.
Yeah, I'm definitely not either. So like, as soon as I walk into work, people are like, oh, hey, how's it going? What's up? Do a cartwheel. Vote for Donnelly, you know? And I'm just like, oh man, how do you have this much energy? And I've like, at that point, I'm like, I've been up for like an hour and 15 minutes. I should be ready to have a conversation with people, but I'm not.
I'm like the guy who's got like the coffee mug that says, don't even talk to me until I've had my coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, yo, can I talk to you? Dude, hey, I like blast music and like dance around the hotel.
Uh-huh. You're like, hey, Mark, I need to talk to you about something really important. And you're like, not now.
We've still got many things to do before I can have a conversation.
You're like the Garfield. I feel like the older I get, the more I become like Garfield, the cat, where I'm just like, ugh, I hate Mondays. Mm-hmm. You know? Just super tired and eating lasagna all day long.
I'm glad you had to clarify the cat.
Yeah, I've become like Andrew Garfield, our beloved president. You know, just really making the world turn. You know, making the power moves as a president would.
100.
I don't even know what Andrew Garfield, what he's famous for, other than presidency, but what did he do during his presidency?
Oh,
I thought he was the Spider-Man
That's
dude.
What I thought you were talking about.
Oh, wait. Am I calling Andrew Garfield the president? Because who's President Garfield? Andrew Garfield's the actor.
Yeah.
Too many of these energy drinks, guys. Andrew Garfield.
You need one of the guys on the podcast, like, look that up. Like, who is the president?
You need a Jamie.
Garfield.
I need a Jamie to the Joe Rogan. Yeah, president. Oh, my gosh. Now, you know what? I'm going to have to look it up. Talk to yourselves.
Michael, can you look that up?
Yeah. Guys, we're being overlooked by a life-size cardboard cutout of Michael Jackson from the Bad Era.
Ooh.
Which I feel like is the best look for MJ, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, excuse me for screwing this up. Is that Ric Flair as Thanos? Or
that is definitely Ric Flair as Thanos.
Thanos as Ric Flair.
Yeah, or Thanos as Ric Flair.
I saw a meme that was sick. It was Thanos, but it was... what's the dude from Diners Drive? Guy Fieri. It was like his face on Thanos. And it's like, yo, don't make me like use this flavor stone.
President James A. Garfield, guys. I bet the A stands for Andrew.
Yep. It probably.
You know what I'm saying?
They didn't have that many
if
names.
If they're the
back
same
then.
Guy, that's a nuts career. That's dude, like unbelievable.
How did you come back from death and to become Spider-Man, dude? Tell me all about it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, dude. But guys, this isn't just the getting historical figures' names incorrect podcast. This is actually the Sean versus Wild podcast. And today I'm talking to Moonwalker again, but this time we're doing it upright, dude. We're not, I'm not here and you guys aren't like in New Mexico somewhere, or I'm not talking to Rob via Skype. We are right here in the Smithsonian, no virtual Smithsonian to be found.
Yeah,
you guys are on tour. You're stopping by and we're going to hang out all day long today. So why not rip this podcast?
Dude, absolutely. Hell yeah.
This is the way to do it.
Yeah, this is definitely the way to do it.
This is our third time.
This is your third Pretty time. Sick. So you're right up there with Foxbat as like the band that's been on here the most.
Nice. How many times have they been on?
Three times. So it's tied, bro. Wow. Wow. Guys, just come back tomorrow. We'll do another one. We'll
yeah, make dude. It
happen. But yeah, how's so you guys are hitting the road. You know what I'm saying? You're pulling up in style. Let's talk about that first and foremost.
In the Durang.
I was expecting, you know, classic van and trailer, but no, you're rocking.
An absolute nightmare getting that car, though, by the way.
Did you rent? So is it a rental?
Mm-hmm. It is a rental. And we had previously had a booked reservation through Enterprise for just a regular old like SUV. And then I guess because Rob's 25, I'm 24. And so when I made the reservation for the car, they were like, oh, you're not 25. So it'll be like an extra fee for you to drive the car. So then we pull up to Enterprise like day we're supposed to leave. We're like, hey, we're ready to pick up our car. And the guy's like, hey, it's right there. We're ready to go. He's like, just give me your license. So I give him my license, and he's like, oh, you're 24? You can't drive that car.
Why not?
You have to be 25.
You got to be 25 to drive a Durango?
Yeah, such a weird
I don't know what it was. So then I was like, you have any cars here that I can drive?
Do you have any cars for my age range?
And the guy was like so unhelpful. He was just like, nope.
Dude, my favorite part of that whole exchange was just he gives us the news and Mark just has a straight face and he goes, oh, this is horrible.
Because it's like at this point in my life I've been let down so many times.
Oh yeah, dude.
So when something like that happens, I'm just like, oh great.
Dude, Mark, your delivery of jokes with a completely straight face is the Absolutely. Best part about
your comedy.
That's it's my style, really.
It's my forte.
It's
where
true to who I am.
So will the people of Enterprise say if Eric Enterprise is listening right now, the head of Enterprise? I'm making that name up. I don't know of any actors with the last name Enterprise. But
No, but long story short.
So you're not driving it is what you're saying.
No. We ended up we bounced around to a couple different Enterprises and different just like Hertz and Avis's. And then I think it was Hertz, right? Where we got this one. Our guy hooked us up because we were supposed to have like a Chevy Equinox SUV. And so he was like, oh, yeah, just come back in like an hour. I'll get it ready for you. And then we came back and he was like, yo. So we end up hooking you guys up with a Durango because whatever, it was overbooked or whatever. So he's like, just take like the bigger car. So I was like, all right, tight. This car fucking rips.
Nice.
Yeah, it is nice. Because we've always toured in like vans and stuff. So now, like every time I'm like, yo, are we going to the venue or soccer practice? Yeah. This is like unbelievable.
How do you guys like it just being a two-man group?
It's great. I feel like we're on our honeymoon. You know,
I feel like this is like an Into the Wild, like spirit bonding adventure, team building exercise.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Just like not having any gear, really. Like I brought one guitar and like my laptop, and I just have like a Rode case for like our audio interface and like power strip stuff. And so I'm like, we load in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, what's the setup for this tour? Because I've always seen you guys with a band in a full band setting.
Yeah, it's pretty
so
crazy.
What's your layout, brother? What's your stage?
The laptop, the interface, and we have like a few sample pads. I have a Roland SPD SX to like do some like drum
parts.
What
in the hell is that?
It's that thing where it's like 9 squares.
Oh, gotcha. And you hit it with drumsticks?
Yeah.
Dude, I've been looking into getting one of those.
They're fun.
Because, you know, like whenever you, I mean, you can have a drum set here in a neighborhood, but it's frowned upon after certain hours. So I was like, man, I'd like to get something like that. Is it legit or what?
It's super legit. I can bring it in if you want to.
Oh, yeah, well.
We're
going to have a little jam set.
Yeah, absolutely, dude.
The good thing about this setup is that it's like we can set it up anywhere. It's not like we're like, oh, we're bringing a drum set and like 412 cab and like the whole thing. Ooh. So we're just like, I have a table. And
yeah, so, exactly.
If there's room for a table, like we can party in here.
Dude, that is a great idea because with that setup, dude, you could basement shows, parties, like anytime, any place, anywhere, you guys can rip a show.
And my favorite part about it is we're running everything through Ableton Live, and Mark's like a wizard with it. So
For a more technical rig rundown, we have everything going through Ableton Live, and then on our interface, we have everything's like already mixed. So Rob's vocal, all of our backing tracks, my guitar are all just coming through one channel. And so when you show up to like classic, like any band who's like played shows, you know, like you show up to the venue, the sound guy, like 50-50 shot, he's not going to know anything.
Right, yeah.
So it's just like, hey, plug in these cables and then just like turn up the volume to like even, unity, whatever. Yeah. And then like we have a perfect mix like every time.
That's an amazing idea. Because the sound guy will never get it right. But I'm sure the sound guy still probably messes up the vocals. Like, hey, can we get more vocals, please?
No, it's like Rob's vocal is plugged into my interface.
Oh, perfect.
So it's like the level's set, and it's just like he pulls up one. We have like our kick and like bass drop separated, so it's technically like 3 faders. So he just pulls those up, and it's just like if you set them at the appropriate volume, like we're going to be good.
Well, that definitely makes it convenient.
Yeah,
One time a sound guy stepped on my glasses and broke them.
That's the most disrespectful thing I've
ever
heard.
And I was like, dude, you broke my glasses. And he's like, oh, sorry, man. And I was just like, because I always like just, I always took, you know, play barefoot or whatever. So like, I would always have my shoes right by the kit. And I just put my wallet, my keys, you know, stuff that you have in your pocket. I just put it in my shoes, including my glasses. And then he just literally came by, stepped on the shoes, broke the glasses. And I was like, bro.
Can I get a new pair in my wedge?
Yeah. Yo, can I get a new pair? Yeah, exactly. Can you call Zenni Optical, man? And,
I'm going to fax you my prescription.
Yeah, exactly. Let me put the fax on there. Well, that's awesome. And yeah, dude, just the fact that you can pretty much just load up anytime, anywhere, go play, see the world.
It's definitely a different vibe from playing with like a rock band. There's still like there's are certain times that you just miss like having like the drummer there to be like to lock in with and just like other dudes to be like you're playing actual music as opposed to like we're still playing, but it's like it's the two of us.
Yeah, we just played it months ago, recorded
yeah, we
it.
We played
now.
It months ago and now I'm playing it back with pads.
With pads, if that helps. Yeah, but that's still awesome.
Yeah, before we start, I'm like, yo, hit that space bar, dude.
yo, hit
start
that.
It off right.
You know what you guys need to do? You guys need to start playing high school proms and school dances. Whenever I watch movies and stuff like that, or TV shows, there's always, every time they have a prom, there's always a band that plays. And I'm like,
I know.
I have never been to a school dance or prom ever that had a band play.
Absolutely.
True.
Ever.
Yeah. Always a DJ.
Always.
Yeah.
That could be you guys, man. You can bring it back.
Half DJ, half band.
That'd be pretty tight.
We are the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
We're going to moonwalk across this stage for one special night.
Dude, we would still bring our merch, too.
Make it magic.
Yeah, we got t-shirts, CDs. Pick them up after prom.
Pick them up at after prom. They'll be in the balloon drop after prom, so make sure you show up.
I mean, last night was kind of a DJ vibe because it was one of those shows where it was kind of like, it was at a bar, and it wasn't necessarily an original show kind of vibe. It was kind of like we were like the music, and everyone's like hanging out,
right,
kind of doing their thing. And I should have like picked up on it because I remember like after one of our songs, I was like, "Thank you." And you just hear like people talking.
Thank you very much, dude. You guys are just like rocking out, and like everybody's just having drinks instead.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody at the bar is like, "Did the music stop?"
Yeah. Oh my god! Do you think they'll put the jukebox back on?
Yeah, but it was one of those things where people were paying attention, and they weren't. Like people came up to us afterwards. They're like, "Hey, that was pretty cool," and I was like, "You do care.
You do care.
Yeah.
You love it."
It was so funny because a few people came up to us. They're like, you know, like I'm not really like too like in the EDM, but like that's awesome. And I was like, yo, are we an EDM band?
Dude, you guys are
we are now.
I'm not totally into EDM. Dude, that's the best thing. It's like even before you guys were in Moonwalker, I'm sure there's probably been some band with some guy that came up to you in like Reckless Serenade and just be like, man, I'm not really into metal so much,
yeah,
but you guys rock.
Metal's not really my thing, but you guys killed it.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's EDM. Man, do you guys know Skrillex?
Yeah, dude. There was a guy who came up to us and he was like, I'm not like doing the EDM, but I have like a bunch of friends who are like, I'll like recommend you to them. And like in my head, I wanted to be like, yo, no, you won't.
Don't worry, man. You got my stamp of approval among my friends list. All 349 people on my Facebook friends list will be recommended to check out your music.
Hell yeah. I guess I'm just being a hater though. He was a cool guy.
Hey man. Make your fans one at a time.
He wasn't that cool. I'll be real.
Dude, what if he listens to this podcast? He's like, man, I recommended these assholes.
No, he won't hear it. His friends will that he recommended us to. And then they'll be like, I wonder if that was our boy, dude, who turned us on to this band.
Yo, yeah, bro, what if that's our boy?
He had a very nervous energy, I remember. I wanted to tell him, like, yo, blink twice if you're in danger.
Very nervous energy.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's what I'm on right now. But this water has really got me... chilled out, man. All it takes is just 17 minutes of podcast conversation and a whole
really
glass of water.
Bring you back down.
Hell just yeah. Really bring me down. Bring me down to this level. But yeah, how is so you guys by the time that this comes out, you guys will probably be at the tail end of your tour already at home, but since you're on tour, let's just talk about this tour, man.
Yeah.
How's everything going so far? I mean, obviously you're being recommended. So I would say it's pretty positive.
Yeah, big endorsements.
That's funny that. Oh, let's give a big shout out to Hertz for letting you drive a car at your young
age. Thank you, Hertz. Jesus Christ.
That's so great, dude. I love it when tour kicks off and you like immediately have a problem, like,
dude,
day one.
That's what I was telling Rob, because I was like, this was literally like step one of like the first thing we had to do before we like even went anywhere. So I was like, now that this has happened, like, I'm ready to tackle any controversy that comes our way, because it's like, we haven't even left yet. We had, like, this whole... We went to pick up the car at 12. We didn't get back to my house until, like, 4 or 5 o'clock.
Right, yeah.
So that was just, like, a whole, like, day's worth of, like, nonsense.
That's the best time to always have shit hit the fan is definitely right at the beginning.
Yeah.
Because I will say, on the very... you know, at the very end of our tour that we did together with Assuming We Survive, like literally we got, because the last date was in Las Vegas. You guys might have actually dropped off.
I think we dropped off in like Phoenix somewhere.
Right, yeah. So, because I know you guys left a few days early, but our last date was in Las Vegas. We like literally get, I don't know, 350 miles or however long out of Nevada. We're in Arizona. And literally we stopped to get something to eat. And then the van, like we, it starts and then it dies and then it's just dead.
Oh yeah, I think I remember.
And then we stayed, and it was like on Easter, so we stayed like 48 to 72 hours in a parking lot of a Wendy's, like literally eating the $4 for $5 or whatever, the $4 for $4 dollar meal.
Oh, dude, that's better than three times Arby's.
Yeah,
good thank God it was Wendy's.
Yeah, exactly. Thank God it wasn't Chick-fil-A. We'd never get any food.
Yeah, right.
God, that's so true. Yeah,
Easter Sunday's up here, guys. We're gonna go hungry,
dude. The Lord would want you to make bank. You know,
yeah,
like stay open. It's
just the Lord would respect the hustle.
Dude. Yeah, for sure. Stay and open,
dude. What if they just gave everything that they made on Sunday back to the church?
Ooh, that'd you know be what nice. I'm saying? Yeah,
that could be a tithing, tithing for the ages, bro.
That would make me go to church.
I heard that the there's free chicken sandwiches here today, guys. Every Sunday, dude.
This place is great.
I'm not gonna lie to you. If Chick-fil-A catered church,
that would be. Pretty
I might
lit.
Have to go.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Every Sunday, start like, showing up
instead of everybody leaving after communion. They leave after Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
you take a Chick-fil-A communion. We're taking this into a weird direction.
The body of Christ.
Yeah, dude. That's the Chick-fil-A sauce. Dude. It's the blood of Christ.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
The body of Christ. If Christ was a chicken.
This is like a perfect segue into this.
Absolutely.
Me and my friend Steve, and it's spread to a couple other people now. But we do this thing. In addition to telling jokes with a straight face, we'll replace words that start with C with the letter G. And so one of the best ones that comes into play would be Christ.
Yeah.
So we would say the body of Christ.
Why G instead of C?
It's just one of those things. I don't know how it happened, but you know, you ever have jokes with your friends and then they tell their friends and then it spreads to their friends' friends.
Yeah.
And then you end up talking to someone who has the same joke as you and you're like, oh, this guy gets it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just one of those things.
Dude, that's the A-dode. I'm sure I probably A-doded you. But yeah, A-dode. You're like fucking Buttman and Robert right now. Where you say things that are, and listeners, you feel free to A-dode in your own time. But the key is you say something that's, I don't know, 95% accurate, but 100% wrong at the same time. You know?
Right.
You'd be like, dude, you look like Keith Ledgerman from A Dark Knight's Tale. You know what I'm saying?
And like, that's funny. That's a good one.
The average person would be like, I know what he meant to say.
Yeah.
But that's completely wrong. And you just started with, hey, dude.
I love that.
Hey, dude.
I love that.
Yeah, you just kind of,
hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
Like, dude. I kind of realized yesterday that like the Southern accent isn't too different from like a Southern Jersey, like Philly accent. They're like kind of similar.
I would say that it's kind of similar, but I can definitely hear for one, I don't think that I necessarily have a Southern accent.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people in Southern Indiana do have a Southern accent. A lot of people in Louisville do have a Southern accent, but there's always just like, there's people that don't also, I don't know. It's kind of strange, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I work with people from Philadelphia, and like I've been around people from Philadelphia, and the Philly accent is completely like stands out like a sore thumb.
It's strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go down to the Wawa, get some hoagies. Dude, get some like, hoagies and like, bogues.
We're going to go through the doors.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go through the doors and then we're going to talk on the phone. You know?
Yes.
Yeah. But going through the doors.
And then
I feel like it's like my phrase where I'm like, I'm going to try to rip this accent.
It's so true. Like someone triggered me yesterday because
Rob was triggered.
He was,
I was triggered.
He was from Kentucky and I told him I was from New Jersey. He's like, oh dude, you ever been Hoboken?
Oh dude. Hey dude.
You ever been to, hey dude.
Hey dude. You ever been to Hobotown?
Hoboken? I was like, that kind of sounds similar.
Dude, the Gandalf of Ableton Live. I keep going back to that. He's a wizard.
The Gandalf. Yeah, dude.
You're a wizard, Harry.
It's been tight picking up a little Ableton Live.
Did you graduate from Hogwarts with a degree in Ableton Live?
Sky high.
Yes, actually, yes.
What house were you sorted into when you became this wizard?
Gryffindor.
Dude, I bet Gryffindor can get down. Like, their dorm parties are probably the most live.
Yeah, Gryffindor is the only one that used Ableton Live. The other houses were Pro Tools.
They're still, they're still dealing with all those antiquated plugins. And
I feel like Hufflepuff's Fruity Loops.
Yeah, Hufflepuff is just using Fruity Loops. No offense to Hufflepuffs out there.
I always identified as a Hufflepuff.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I, in my younger days, I was always like, yeah, dude, I'm totally a Slytherin. But when I took my Pottermore test, they said I was a Ravenclaw. And I was like, you know what? This makes a lot more sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It shows you.
I'm way too intelligent to be this Slytherin, dude. I'm not mean enough.
Yeah.
I'm just uber intelligent. Oh, my God. So smart, my brain.
Yeah, dude. Our houses aren't necessarily worthy of like a whole movie franchise.
But they should be.
Yeah. I feel like there has to be like some sort of beef between those two houses, because it was all like Gryffindor, Slytherin the whole time.
Dude, J.K. Rowling, I know you're a big fan of the show, and you're probably listening right now. We're giving you a $100 billion idea. Go back and write some fucking books where they talk about Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff.
Absolutely. How about that?
They're already there.
Yeah.
It's already established. What, you can make it in the same timeline as Harry Potter. Like,
yeah.
It'll just be like, what were, you know, Fred Smith and Dave, you know, Jones doing in Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff at the same time.
Occasionally, like, Harry Potter just walks by.
Yeah.
It's just, like, not even a big deal.
Yeah, just talk about, like, yeah. Cedric Diggory or somebody. Like, he's a Hufflepuff, right? That's, like, the only Hufflepuff I know by name. And Cho Chang is a Ravenclaw.
Cho Chang.
So let's center it around what Cho Chang's been up to.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she had a hard life. Maybe she, too, lived underneath some stairs. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder if, like, the people in the other houses thought Harry was kind of a douche.
Oh, I'm sure, dude.
Like, that dude's got a messiah complex, you know?
Well, you know, like, the most popular kid at your school, like, there's got to be people that are like, fuck that guy.
Yeah, that guy's a tryhard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That guy's a tryhard. Yeah, what a brown nose.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I bet Harry Potter was that guy, just dude. In class. People are just like, hate him for no reason. I can see why people would hate him for no reason. He's got a very punchable face.
Absolutely.
Daniel Radcliffe, very punchable face.
For sure. So. And the scar doesn't help.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like, how many years is Hogwarts going on? All of a sudden this kid shows up and now there's all this controversy?
He's the boy who lived, man.
Yeah.
He survived he who must not be named.
So are the other boys, dude. They're all out here living.
Yeah, everybody else seemed to survive also. We got a whole school full of survivors, dude. Yeah. But yeah. But J.K. Rowling, go ahead and for sure write a Ravenclaw Hufflepuff companion piece.
Or even, I could see that being like an Amazon Prime spinoff.
Oh, know? Yeah. Yeah, dude, hey.
Or erotica.
Yeah, you're taking it too far.
Okay, oh, yeah, come on, yeah, dude. Okay.
These are school children.
Dude, we're in the think tank, dude. We're come the on. Think tank.
There are no bad ideas, guys. We're just going to
come on, let's go.
Hey, yeah. We're brainstorming.
We're just going to keep throwing it against the wall. We're going to see what sticks.
All right, BDSM, Hufflepuff.
But an Amazon Prime original show, I could see that.
Dude,
or
perfect.
Hulu or something.
Yeah, not Netflix. I couldn't picture it on Netflix for some reason.
Yeah, I feel like a Harry Potter themed thing, it would just be... Amazon Prime would be the best place for it.
Yeah.
Give some, you know, it's like what Cobra Kai did for YouTube Premium, you know? We're going to get some real eyes here on Amazon Prime with this.
Dude. Or just straight to DVD.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? We'll just undercut it completely. How about we just put it straight to DVD? How about it's just straight to Redbox?
Yes,
You can't even buy it to stream. It'll be like all those, like, you know, Crustaceous Planet or something instead of Jurassic Park or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right.
Crustaceous, not even.
Crustaceous.
What are the three periods? I don't know.
I think that's one of them.
Crustaceous.
Yeah.
Crustaceous, that sounds just horrible.
Yeah, this is Jurassic Field. It's not even a park yet.
Dude, but here is my whole thing going into like the new set of Jurassic World or whatever it was. It's like, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, like... You think they're just going to go to this Jurassic Park, like, theme park, and they're just... None of the dinosaurs are going to get out?
No, so I was, man. Like, everything's going to be ship-shaped.
That's why I was like, I was stoked to see the movie, but it's like, yeah, you know what's going to happen.
There's going to be jokes. There's going to be, people, like, people running, I feel like. And then there's going to be dinosaurs getting out of the pen.
And there's going to be a part where the dinosaurs are humanized a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It is just what it is. I think every Jurassic Park movie has been that. Just dinosaurs getting out.
Yeah.
Now true. That you boiled it down, dude.
It's true. It's right in simplest form. There's going to be a scene in like a restaurant kitchen where the dinosaurs are in there with the people hiding.
Yeah.
That's a classic one.
Classic.
There's going to be one where they're like turning on and off the electric fence. That's always a big one.
That's very true.
Or when the person's like around the corner, like breathing, like trying to breathe really quietly while like the dinosaur is looking for them.
They're
and they got really close to being found, but they didn't.
But see, they're not moving. Dinosaurs can only see motion.
They yeah, right. Is that yeah. true? Apparently.
Shit, I don't know, dude. But you know, I found out like a couple years ago, it's like Triceratops never existed. And
really?
Raptors are supposed to have been feathered.
Wow. Well, they do say chickens are from dinosaurs.
Right, or birds and stuff. And I can see that, but it's like, apparently the raptors were supposed to be covered in feathers, but Steven Spielberg failed to put that in Jurassic Park, so now every time I see a raptor, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
This is what like the Toronto Raptors, what if they changed their logo to just like a big-ass like chicken dinosaur dunking?
Big old bird.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I always wonder, why did they assume that dinosaurs were like, you know, had like scaly skin. Like, how do they know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, how do we know?
That's what I mean. I think they got the whole thing wrong. They just wanted to make it cool. But in reality, if you truly like traveled back in time, it's just a bunch of big chickens.
Dude, what it?
Whoa, dude.
You know that turkey leg you got at the Renaissance Fair? Doesn't even compare to how big these legs were, dude.
Dude, imagine people back then eating just like a giant fucking chicken leg.
Dude, yes. Early man, Cro-Magnon man, were just really scarfing down, dude. They invented fire just so they could barbecue.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Just so they can grill out.
Damn.
So
my third eye is wide open right now. Dude, this is nuts.
My third eye hasn't blinked this entire podcast.
It's twinkling, dude.
Dude, I love any reference to third eye.
Dude, my third eye blind CD is going into the Durango as soon as the podcast is over. I can't even remember what Third Eye Blind is saying. I'm going to get it wrong because I've been wrong on everything so far on this podcast.
They've got, the classics, Jumper.
Oh, yes. Step down from that ledge, my friend.
Semi-Charmed Life.
Ah, yes. See, yeah, your third eye is wide open. Mine is blind to those hits.
Can I graduate?
But speaking of very sick hits, you guys have prepared a piece for us here today.
Oh, yes.
So, and by prepared a piece, I mean, we're going to be dropping it in post. Hell, and you don't have to play it live, guys. Enjoy your day off. But what song is it that we're going to be jamming out to today?
The song's called Leaving Love.
Ah, Leaving Love. Yeah. Sounds romantic. Or is it a breakup song?
It's this one was actually interesting because, you know, I usually write songs, you know, from my own experience. But this was one of the songs where Mark came to me with a concept and asked if I would write about it. And it's kind of just about, you know, just missing someone while you're out on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a cool little snippet in there, dug deep inside the bridge, where there's a voicemail from a very special someone.
Oh.
Dude, yeah, it was pretty cool. The it was like classic moment where we were going into the studio to record the album and we didn't have like all the songs yet. So it was literally like, I think 3 or 4 days before, just being like, all right, we need like one more song. And I just cranked out like the music for it in like a day and a half. And then it was kind of having that vibe of just sort of like slowish, kind of like missing somebody kind of thing. And then I don't know why, I was just like randomly going through voicemails. And then I had a voicemail from my girlfriend from when we were on Warped Tour.
Uh-huh.
And it was just like classic, like sweet girlfriend message. And then I was like, oh, this would be tight, like throwing it in the song, having like that kind of like cool, like effect voice in the song. So I ended up throwing it in. And then I was like, damn, like the song has to be about like this. Like the whole thing, I feel like just fits.
Nice.
So yeah.
And then it kind of tied in lyrically with that voicemail because the main lyric is for now I'm leaving love on the answer machine.
Voicemail.
Get it?
Boom.
Nailed it, guys.
Bang.
Yeah. Well, guys, let's, without further ado, this is Leaving Love by Moonwalker.
One day I'll be coming home. For now that lead to my demolition. Working on my legacy, legacy, I hope you see it.
Right, everybody, Leaving Love by Moonwalker. Big shout out to Mark's girlfriend. You guys still watching a lot of House Hunters International or what?
Dude, yes, I can't believe you remember that.
I totally remember that.
Absolutely. We've switched over a little bit now. We still throw that on every once in a while, but a big one we're watching is I don't know if you've ever seen Fuck That's Delicious, the Action Bronson show.
No, I haven't.
But yeah, definitely check that out. Action Bronson has two shows. He has that one, and then he has the untitled Action Bronson show.
So you're moving from home to food?
It's from home to food. Yeah, they're more food shows. But in one of them, he has like the guests come to him. And then in the other show, him and his boys travel to like different restaurants like around the world or wherever.
Gotcha. Yeah, the House Hunters has... When they went to Tiny House Hunters, I was like, this shit's fucking ridiculous, dude. They're like, oh, yeah, you can have this tiny home. Like, literally a home no bigger than this room in the Smithsonian, which you know how palatial my estate is here.
Of course.
But
dude,
no,
this is the wild estate.
Yeah, but literally, like, you can have a home no bigger than this room, and it's only going to cost you $200,000.
Yeah.
And it's got a trailer hitch, too. And I'm just like... You got to be fucking kidding me, bro.
I don't fuck with the tiny houses at all. I don't fuck with the show because especially my biggest problem with the show is that 90% of the time, the people on there, as they go from tiny house to tiny house, they're like, oh, yeah, I like it. Just wish we had a little more space.
Yeah, exactly. And
it's
like
yo, you're looking at a goddamn tiny house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this one's like literally stationary. Like it's on foundation.
Yeah,
so
this one you can't move.
Yeah. So why don't you just take that money and buy, I don't know, a house a little bit fucking bigger.
Or like buy a bus.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd
there
be
you go.
Money better spent.
Yeah, buy like a huge RV.
Yeah.
For $200,000, buy an RV.
You could get a fucking wild RV.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be going full-size Winnebago on this, dude.
Take that thing into the water.
It's a hovercraft as well. But yeah, instead they're like, yeah, it's $200,000 for this tiny home here in Hawaii. And I'm just like, yeah, I would just not do that.
Yeah.
And I did hear, too, a statistic. Now, who knows? How accurate statistics are in this day and age. But I did hear that like a huge majority of these people that are buying these tiny homes, like it was just a fad for a few years and they're turning around and they're just selling it. And they're selling it at a depreciated value because people don't want it anymore.
Wow,
yeah,
I can't believe it.
Wow, I can't believe it. Just get like a 600 square foot home.
It's like,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
get a home.
Yeah, just get a home. It's twice the size of your tiny house or three times the size of your tiny house, depending. Yeah. And it's like, oh, yeah, they're looking at a beautiful 200 square foot double-decker tiny house. Notice how right underneath the bed is a nice study area / bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, they really like talk it up as if you're getting something.
A tiny table with tiny pencils and tiny erasers.
You're going to love this. The table folds down into a composting toilet. Oh, you mean I have to shit in my home and I can't flush it? It goes into a bucket?
So once you wake up in the morning, spend 30 minutes assembling your bed into a kitchen table to make breakfast.
To make breakfast. Yeah, a breakfast dude. That you'll have to cook outdoors. You're going to love this. We have hooked up a hot plate. You're going to love this.
Yeah, horrible. And this is something, too, I feel like my girlfriend always makes fun of me for. I don't even really have big feet. I hover between a size like 12 and 13. But it's just like I feel like whenever I'm in small spaces, I'm just like fucking knocking stuff over.
Just
like
tripping over everything.
Yeah, 100%.
12 and 13, man. You know what they say about a man with big feet? Big shoes. I wear about 10 and a half to an 11
That's
in a good shoe.
Me
you know
too.
What I'm saying? But people are like, man, you have big feet. I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, yeah, I wear like a size 8. I'm like, you're a grown up. You're a grown man. You can't be wearing a size 8 or size 9.
Yeah.
No offense to any size 8s or size 9s out there. Gentlemen,
yeah, you just triggered so many people.
Yeah,
right
no,
now.
People are like, there's gonna be no one left listening to this podcast.
All the size 8 snowflakes out there,
turn the frogs gay.
No one's gonna turn my wife's frogs gay,
dude.
Rob,
I love this.
Listen, as Rob from Moonwalker buries size 8 snowflakes.
Eviscerates.
Yeah, we were talking earlier, listeners, about how you know, as a podcaster, you know, you gotta keep current on what's going on. I love Joe Rogan's podcast, of course, huge inspiration to me, and I'm sure many other podcasters out there.
Love him.
You can check out clips of Joe Rogan in the studio on YouTube, right? So it's later on at night. I'm just sitting on the couch, chilling. You know, I'm watching some clips and it'll be like, you know, Joe Rogan's talking to this person or this person from MMA or whatever. But then he talked to Jordan Peterson, that dude that had a big thing and he was on Fox News and something about the pronouns and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. And I'm actually super like
versed in this.
I've dived into
so
it.
So it's like
hard.
A 45 minute thing and I'm like sitting there checking it out and then all of a sudden, I wake up, and it's like 3 or 4 hours later, and YouTube has just stayed on, and it's like somehow went from like Jordan Peterson on Joe Rogan to like Jordan Peterson on Fox News, and then more Fox News, and then more Fox News, and then this and this, and it went. I just went down a complete YouTube went down a complete rabbit hole where like for like 3 months they're only recommending to me like Fox News stuff. But we were talking about how funny it is because the Fox News titles of everything will just be like Tucker Carlson buries libtards.
Cucks getting owned compilation. Cucks 17. Dude, there's so many cucks getting owned
Feminazi.
Compilations.
Yeah.
I think there's like 30.
I think there's like 30. I've watched all 30 of them, right?
But I gotta say, I'm such an asshole. Like I like got those from watching Joe Rogan, and I'm like such a contrarian. So like I'm like pretty liberal with my views, and like all my friends are super liberal, but I like watch those videos and get all like the other side's like arguments,
right? Yeah,
and then just upset my friends because like most of my friends aren't like too well versed in like everything, so I'll just take like the super right wing stance on everything, like on guns and stuff, and just ruin a party. I remember like 4 people walked out of a party once because I just argued with my friend about guns. And like I was like on his side, but I was just like being an asshole.
Well, you know, I get into like looking at both sides of a coin because, you mm-hmm. know, I feel like everybody in a certain age range, you know, 18 to 35, like everybody, especially like you're on social media, like you basically get like, hey, you want to be liberal. And I think a lot of people want to be liberal as far as like being accepting of other cultures and accepting of other people's like shit that they got going on. But I also feel like too, it's like people put a blind eye to like everything else that's going on and they just think everything else is hateful. If you ever like have a different thought, you're like, you're not one of us. You're part of the problem. You're turning the frog straight. So I don't know. I like to look at both sides of the coin. And
I agree.
I just call myself an unsubscriber. Like I just don't subscribe to, I just do what I like to do. And I just treat everybody respectfully and based on my own credo, you know what I'm
saying?
But
I agree.
Then, But then also too, I mean, everything just goes like so much shit just goes in a completely just far direction. Like people just take everything too far, right or left. And I'm just like, guys, you need to be in a gray area here. It doesn't have to be so, you know, extremely one side or the other.
Yeah. And that's what I mean too. And I feel like maybe not the case, but I feel like a lot of the times, I feel like most people like don't really give a shit. It's just like the people who are all the way on the right or all the way on the left get like the most attention just because what they're saying is like so crazy. Yeah. But I feel like the average person is just like, yeah, like whatever, you know, I like you. It's not a big deal. Like,
dude, and here's the deal. I'm not going to spend too much more time on this, but it's like, here's one of my biggest pet peeves. And it's like whenever you get somebody on Facebook and they're like, I'm sorry. And if you don't like this, you can go ahead and delete me.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Donald Trump is an idiot. And you're like, dude, it is September 2018. You are not the first person that has said this. You are not the millionth person that has said this. You are giving me the tritest opinion you could possibly give. And you're posting this only for attention, okay?
Some people describe me as the kind of person that just goes there.
Yeah. Look, guys, I don't want, if you are offended, go ahead and delete me. But you know what? I think that 9/11 was a terrible thing. Yeah. And you're just like, yeah, I know.
Cancer, don't like it.
I think that what we did to the Native Americans was really terrible.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, dude, everybody thinks that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't know one person. Or like people talk about burning the Nikes. My question is,
Let's get into it, dude.
Yeah, because it is topical here. But let me ask you this. Do you actually think there are people fucking burning these Nikes? Or do you think that's just like a couple of pictures of burnt Nikes and then everybody's like, these idiots are burning Nikes? Because I'm like, is this really going on? Well, I feel like I live in a world of confusion.
That's kind of what I was just saying before about how it's like the people with the craziest things get the most attention, even if they're not the majority. So it's like, yeah, maybe like fucking 50 people were like, yeah, we're gonna burn our Nike shit, and then it just somehow went viral, and everyone's just like, oh wow, that's crazy. Like,
can you believe
everybody must be doing that?
Can you believe everybody is burning Nikes? I'm like, maybe 50.
Yeah,
like
maybe
you're
a few.
50 out of, say, you know, 300 million people are actually doing this.
And it's crazy, like, even if like 2 million people say something on the internet, there's like more people than that in Philly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, 50 people burning their... I would love to know a tally.
Yeah, I want to get a burnt Nike count. And I'll tell you what, we won't count a pair as two. We won't count a pair as one, we'll count it as two. We'll just try to up those numbers.
Yeah.
One person burns multiple pairs, we'll count that too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I want to know who's out there making these burning Nike moves.
And it's like, yeah, you bought the clothes. Like, what are you doing burning your clothes?
Yeah,
I would truly, I don't think I would ever burn anything. Like, what's going to make me that mad that I'm going to straight up burn something?
Maybe wood.
Maybe wood. Maybe I'm so cold. But, like, I have to burn this wood.
Have you ever been like, all right, here's something I own.
I have to burn calories.
I'm
going to
burn it.
That's true, dude. Maybe a few things, but I get what you're saying.
Maybe wood.
Maybe wood.
I am so cold right now, motivated by coldness. I got to take out. And another big thing too is like, dude, Nike is like a huge company that like over the years has, you know, employed many people to work in sweatshops to make their clothes. And it's like this controversy, they're just going to laugh all the way to the bank because their stock is up. People are going out and buying it. Dude, it's like this huge ploy. It's like, you don't understand that it's at the end of the day, it's business. So for everybody that they claim is upset about it, there are now 15, 20, 300, whatever, however many people to that one person that's upset, that's going to go out and proactively buy it.
Uh-huh.
So we're getting fooled, guys, from both ends of the spectrum.
We're all
just, welcome to the gray area.
Just rats in the maze, man.
Yeah. We're all in the Matrix, which you haven't seen.
I heard it was great, though. I've heard good things.
That's so funny that, like, one of the first things that Rob says to me is like, yeah, I told Mark about the Matrix and I'm trying to get him to watch it. And you're just like, I've heard good things. It's like one of the most popular movies of the last 20 years. And you're like, yes, I have heard good things.
I've heard good things.
I'm going to have to give that a whirl.
Because when did it come out?
Probably 97, 98.
Yeah, so yeah. I feel like I was probably like 4 years old when it came out. And so it's like, if I didn't see it from like 4 to 10, I feel like I was never going to see it. So now I have to take it upon myself to go and find it.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
No, it's dope. One time I was hungover and watched it on mute, the whole thing.
The whole thing, man.
Yeah, and I still loved it, dude.
I still loved it.
It's like visually great. The story's great.
Watch it on mute, the whole thing, man.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
The whole thing on mute.
The whole shebang, dude. It's even better when you don't have to hear him go, Morpheus?
Yeah.
Morpheus. Hello? What? I know Kung Fu. Dude, talk about a guy who is just really making moves. Keanu Reeves has one of the strangest careers, and he's one of the strangest, like, actors as far as making acting choices to me.
That's true.
It's like some of the stuff that he does, it's like, you're a terrible actor. And then sometimes you're like, you're fucking awesome at acting. It's like, he's so polarizing in every one of his roles.
I really like Keanu Reeves in The Replacements.
Oh yeah,
That movie.
That's one of my favorites.
That's like a Comedy Central like afternoon classic.
Absolutely, dude.
We're gonna play that on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah,
in between Talk Soup and no, that was E Channel. But yeah, but sometimes like Keanu Reeves will like nail like John Wick and John Wick 2. You're like, yes,
yeah,
and then he'll make like The Lake House, and I'm like, yeah, if you haven't seen The Lake House with Sandra Bullock, the acting is horrible in it. And it's like sometimes like when he's trying to be a real actor, he's just garbage. But when you put him in like a role made for him, like Bill and Ted or The Matrix or John Wick or something like that, he just knocks it out of the park.
Yeah. I only saw the first John Wick, but it was dope.
Well, I know that you'll probably be spending most of your off day today nursing your bowling injuries.
My sports injuries.
Sports injuries. Bowling is a sport, I will have you know. But you should definitely check out The Matrix. I think it is on Netflix, so maybe when this wraps, we can expand your mind, dude.
Yeah, open my third eye.
Hell yeah, squeegee it.
Yeah, so
squeegee my third eye.
Tell everybody about your sports injuries.
Sports
it was
industry.
Within the industry.
Tell them about your sports industry. Entertainment.
I bowled about 20 frames at Mahal's 20 lanes. And I don't know if it's maybe I had poor form. Maybe anyone who's a bowler out there can give me some tips.
The form, there were some issues. There were some issues.
My
form's
bowler.
Not great either. We both have form issues. But I can just tell you as a friend.
But yeah, my left leg is sore. It's sore as a dog.
Sore as a dog.
Are dogs notoriously sore?
And I guess like 20 frames of bowling times two, because you bowl twice.
Well, it's 10 frames, I think.
But we did two games.
Right.
Yeah, it's 10 frames.
10 frames. Oh, okay.
So that's 20,
right.
Rob.
Okay, cool.
I'm taking a...
it's been a while.
I'm taking a math class this month.
Yeah.
Online.
Online.
But yeah, so I guess 40 throws of the ball, maybe minus... Let's call it like 37. I got a couple strikes, all right?
Gotcha.
Okay.
I'm not going to brag here, but...
Yeah.
You know, a couple strikes. But yeah, left leg sore. I guess when you throw the ball, that's the leg I'm leaning on.
Yeah.
So somebody tell me how to relieve the pressure off the front leg there.
I'm not going to lie to you. I got tennis elbow from throwing this bowling ball around. Your sports entertainment injuries.
Yeah, I guess it was entertainment for some.
Yeah, you were just bowling for entertainment. Bowling at your own leisure.
At my own leisure.
At your own pace. What score did you, were you able to knock down?
Dude, I don't even know, because I know that when you get a strike or a spare, you have to like multiply whatever, but we were just adding just straight pins. So even if you got a strike, it was just 10. If you got a spare, it was still 10.
Yeah, it was old school. We had to like write it down on paper.
Well, I was going to say, you were like, yeah, I was like, does this not have a computerized score?
Yeah, no, there was nothing. It was literally just the lane, and then you could see the ball come back to you from like...
The
when
side
you,
they roll
you
it above
it,
ground.
Yeah.
Dude, was it like the Flintstones where like a fucking pterodactyl sets the pins back up?
Yeah, dude, it's kind of like that.
I was throwing a rock, a very smoothed rock.
But it is kind of weird when you first walk in, because there's none of like the screens in the front. So it like looks like a normal bowling alley, but then you're like, wait, something's missing here.
Yeah.
There's more room.
You had to actually have, that'd be funny. It was like, it's so old, you actually had to go and retrieve your own ball.
Yeah, we had to go get the ball.
Yeah, we had to go get the ball, set the pins up ourselves.
That would be trash. But yeah, crazy how like someone just like came up with that. They're like, yeah, the ball's just going to like roll back to you.
When you were kids, did you ever have like the plastic bowling set? I feel like that's like a standard toddler toy.
I had that one.
But me and my sister used to, you know, we had one and it would always be like, yeah, go ahead and set the pins up. And then like you'd like set the pins up and you'd take a few minutes and you wanted to make sure that they were spaced nicely in a great, yeah, you know, triangular shape. And then like your sister would throw the ball and then you had to go set the pins up again. It's like not as fun for me, yeah, being the younger brother.
True.
Definitely. What a lame thing, dude. Bowling, who where you have to get your own pins. Ball and set up your own pins.
Yeah.
Worst sport ever.
I always had the little plastic like golf thing.
Yeah, I feel
they have that. It's like it like goes up on a little ramp into the hole.
You should get one of those things. Did you ever get those catalogs when you were kids that would just sell like tchotchkes? Like they would come to your house and it would be like, oh, here's a golf set where you can putt while you're taking a shit. You know what I'm saying? Here's a pool table that is very miniature, so that way you could play
miniature pool, flip it over, miniature foosball.
Yeah. So that way you could just have desktop billiards with you and your friends.
Yeah.
Like that would ever be anywhere near as fun
and
as full size.
That's, yeah, like a thing like a distant family member or somebody gets you for like Christmas or whatever, and you're just like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, just get me clothes.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm glad I opened this. Yeah. It's a singing bass.
So it's like, yeah, what else did anybody else get me?
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Uncle Herb.
Uncle Herb.
Uncle Herb. Well, got a singing bass. Can't wait to hang this up in my room.
I actually loved those things.
Big mouth Billy Bass. People are going to be so fooled.
Yeah.
They're going to be so snowed.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Be happy.
Dude, that's what I think. Moonwalker needs to manufacture your own singing bass.
Yeah, that would actually be kind of tight now.
I think,
yeah,
you should get a bass for your stage setup, so that way, like,
yeah,
when you sing, it sings too.
Dude, can you program those through MIDI?
You probably could.
You are a wizard at Ableton.
I could cast a spell on it.
Yeah, that would be tight.
I've got to work my magic.
Dude, that's like the aesthetic that like falls right in line with what we're about.
With everything we're about.
Yeah.
We're all about the future, but we're all about being rural.
Yeah, our, yeah, roots.
We're all about being rustic and rural.
Rural,
the hardest word to say.
We had to stop by a Bass Pro Shop to pick up some gear before the tour.
Yeah, dude. We were going to go to regular Bass, but since we're professionals now, we had to go to Bass Pro.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, we got a road case for our tackle box.
A road case. Dude, it's stainless. It's a flight case for my, yeah, tackle box and for, yeah, the poles.
Yeah. Wheels.
You know what's funny is, guys, on September 7th, you released a new album, and this is the first time in the podcast we've discussed that.
Well, yeah, well, we had to get to more important things first.
Yeah, that's very true. So tell me about the full length or the new album or the EP. What is this?
It's a full length album.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought, dude.
And it's like, it's pretty cool because anyone who's like checked us out before this, we're more of like a, I guess, alt rock band kind of vibe. So this is like, I don't know what the fuck you'd call it, because apparently it's EDM, apparently it's still a little alt-rock, apparently it's hip-hop, but it was just something new. We didn't really, like, try and do anything. I had been, like, learning how to, like, write music on Logic and Ableton, like, while this was happening, so this was us just kind of being like, yo, let's just write some new shit that we've never done before and just, like, see what happens.
Yeah, dude. And what's the title of the new album?
Moonwalker Volume 1.
Yeah, dude. Available now on Netflix. Check it out.
Volume, yeah, streaming Netflix, on, yeah, Netflix.
13
dude.
Episodes.
13 episodes. It's going to rival Stranger Things and the new Harry Potter Ravenclaw.
Spinoff, yeah.
Yo, I think so.
Dude, what if they did? It's just like Riverdale, but it's just called Ravenclaw, and it's like a murder mystery, you know? And, yeah, it's like, oh, we got to solve these murders. But the prom's tomorrow.
And there's a band playing.
Yeah, and Moonwalker will be that band.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys are going to go head-to-head with Stranger Things, which I heard has got a new season coming out. So.
Yeah, but the algorithm with Netflix is good. We'll be on the top of the homepage.
Yeah, exactly. Suggested for you. Did you watch Orange is the New Black Season 6?
Yeah.
You're going to love this.
I like these two white guys.
Because you watched House Hunters International.
Yeah, there it is.
You're going to love Moonwalker Volume 1. Well, guys, definitely, listeners, check out Moonwalker. Moonwalker Volume 1 is out right now, has been out since September 7th. Moonwalker will be playing shows everywhere for the next, rest of your lives?
I think so, yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's the plan.
It's being booked right now.
Exactly. And where can people pick up the album?
It's streaming everywhere. Netflix, Apple Music, Netflix. Spotify, Amazon, I think, right?
Yeah, Google Play. It's everywhere. I feel like now it's like when someone comes out, it's like any band, it's like, yeah, where is it not?
Yeah, exactly.
Where can't I find it?
Right.
What are some places you can't find it? Kmart?
Kate's not in Kmart.
A Live Journal.
Where it's not in Target.
Probably like most alleyways.
Yes.
Most alleyways.
McDonald's has not picked it up yet for its holiday special. When I was a kid, you could buy like Garth Brooks CDs around Christmas.
At McDonald's?
At McDonald's. Did and you could buy VHS tapes.
Yeah, I had some of the VHS tapes.
Like Back to the Future, legit. Babes in Toyland, just random movies. So, needless to say, Moonwalker's not there yet. But not maybe yet. Next Christmas.
We're getting
maybe Volume
it.
2.
And we got CDs if you want to come to through to a show.
Yeah, there you go.
We got that.
Come see it live
and
in person.
We were talking about like the whole like CD sale aspect, and I feel like even like let's say 2 years ago... mostly everybody was like, oh, I could stream whatever, but you could still sell a couple CDs. I feel like now it's even like we had a couple kids on at Mahal's in Ohio. We were trying to sell a CD and they were like, oh, is it on Spotify? And we were like, yeah. And they were just like, oh, I'll just do that.
Yeah. Like, oh, great. That helps. That puts a lot of gas in my tank for you to stream Spotify.
Yeah, but like for like an average music listener who's not like, never played in a band or anything, they're just like, oh, why would I get this CD? I don't even have anything to put it in.
Yeah, that's true. Know? This is obsolete technology.
I've got my phone.
You should just put a download code or something on the back of the CD.
People true. Just come up to the merch table, scan it, walk away.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, that's the whole thing. It's like, yeah, I don't even know. Like, yeah, but a couple years ago, it was like you could still sell like a few CDs, but it's harder and harder to make any money. I don't know. I guess the secret is kind of like with podcasts, probably. Like you make your money off your ad revenue off YouTube or like other ad revenue things, I guess.
Yeah, things
make
like that.
Make a viral video, make people watch them.
It's crazy to see like CDs now in like 5 years. Like, are they even going to still like make them?
You know, I went to the CD section today. There's a Meijer right here by my house. And one of the hobbies that I have. It's a bad habit, and it's also a hobby, but I like to go places, and I like to look for things to buy. I like to buy myself.
Yeah.
I go out, like, every week with the intention of, I'm going to buy myself something.
I like the spirit of that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just got a new job, and I'm making way more money than I made in my old job.
Love
like,
that.
Literally, my paycheck is twice as much as my other paycheck. So, basically, what I made in one month at my old job is what I make in 2 weeks at this new job, right?
Let's
not trying
go.
To brag,
no way,
but it's
dude.
Like, dude, I have money, and then I have money saved up, and I'm like, I'm gonna buy myself something. But I've been so poor for so long, I've developed this habit where anytime that I want something, I'll look at it and just be like, I don't need it. You know what I'm saying? So I've been trying to break myself of this habit. I'm not buying anything, but I am looking. You know what I'm saying?
I am in the market to buy.
So moral of the story is I'm out bright and early, walking around Meijer, which is, you know, I don't. Do you guys have Meijer? It's like Walmart. It's like Walmart or Target or whatever, Food Lion, whatever you guys have.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Ingles or whatever.
Ingles.
But yeah,
Harris Teeter.
Yes, it's like a Harris Teeter. But you know, so I went to their CD section, and I remember as a kid, dude, like they had aisles of CDs and shit like that, and I was like, I used to spend like an hour there, like looking up, like, should I buy this Korn CD or should I buy, you know, this Static X CD or whatever? There were like literally like 10 different CDs to choose from. And they were just like new releases. And it was like Ariana Grande's new album.
Yeah.
And like Now That's What I Call Music, volume whatever.
Volume like 200.
I can't believe they're still making those Now CDs. I remember in like second grade, I had like a really scratched up, like use Now That's What I Call Music for or something like that.
Yeah.
And there was this girl I liked and I just like, just gave that to her.
Yeah, dude. And that now the girl's my wife.
Come on in.
Dude, I've got a couple Now cassettes.
We had Now That's What I Call Music volume one on cassette in our van for a long time.
Dude, that's probably like, will be worth some money. Maybe.
We have a few Kidz Bops.
Could you imagine if like Kidz Bop like were singing the songs now? I wonder if Kidz Bop's still around, because if it is, I would be so intrigued.
That'd be
like,
so funny.
It'd be like, check out Kidz Bop. They're singing Side to Side by Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
It's like one of the biggest hits that's just all about, you know, fucking. And it's like,
yeah, they probably had to discontinue Kidz Bop.
Yeah, because music just got so fucking
they're
raunchy.
Like, yeah, we can't do any songs.
They're like, what's syrup and lean?
Yeah, exactly. What's syrup and lean? What does Nicki Minaj mean when they do Anaconda?
That's intercourse, children.
Yeah.
That's called fucking.
Anaconda's about, that'd be funny if they just like reshape the words to be about like somebody's like classroom snake or something. Yeah. Did you have a science class with a pet snake? We totally did.
Yeah.
We didn't have a snake. We had like turtles. We had hermit crabs one time, but like, who the fuck cares about that?
Dude, our science teacher in high school had a straight up fucking python, and it would get out every once in
that's
a while.
That's a liability.
Yeah, that right there is a liability, sir. But the thing is that like, you want to watch him eat, and like he would just throw like a live mouse in there.
Yeah,
and I'd just be like, no, I don't want to watch this.
Yeah,
I feel like it's not. It is a little mortifying.
It's gonna be a bloodbath.
Straight out like blood splatter on the on the glass.
Yeah, just like Jurassic Park when like just the goat's leg falls on the car windshield, and it all goes around full circle. But yeah, the moral of the story: there were like 10 CDs there at Meijer today, but Moonwalker needs to be one of them.
Yeah, we got to get into some Meijer. I miss FYE.
Yeah, dude, did they
FYE
not have?
Was chill.
I think all FYEs here definitely closed down.
There's one near me.
I haven't been to a music store. Like, we have record stores that still are making moves, but I haven't been to a music store in I don't know how long. And I don't even... Certainly, people are still making CDs. Certainly, there's got to be a market for people to buy them. Maybe not a ton of them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, because it's like... I feel like it's almost one of those things where it's like, people are still making CDs just because, like, for so long, that's what you were supposed to do.
Right.
You know, so even if people aren't buying them, they're just like, well, we still have to make them because, like, that's what we do.
Yeah.
You know, like, we make CDs.
I always just thought people would want to have a CD as, like, a souvenir. But, yeah, now if kids are just like, hey, can I get this on Spotify?
Mm-hmm. And that's why I think, like, the vinyl is, like, if people really want something, like, I would much rather have a vinyl than, like, somebody's CD at this point.
True, yeah.
You know, and, like... maybe not like the average person who doesn't have like a record player or whatever, but then to them, they're like, I don't want something physical I have to like hold on to.
I would say more people have a record player, more kids listening to music have a record player than they do a CD player anymore.
Especially just like somewhere in your house. Like no one's like, oh, pop this in the CD player in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I got really into I have a big love for outdated technology.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, somebody's got to keep this junk. So I have like a 600, like I have like 600 VHS and stuff like in storage and like all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
But Amazon, looking on Amazon, I was like, I wonder how much this album costs. And it's like, or you can buy it on CD brand new for $2.99.
Wow.
And I'm like, man, maybe I should just start investing in CDs.
Yeah.
Like they're only $2, $3 brand new. I'll just have every music that I want on CD on this outdated old technology.
Well, that was what was cool about the FYE by me when it was closing. Like all the CDs were like between $1 and $5. So like maybe for a whole month I would go in there like every week and just get like a couple like different like Beastie Boys or just random like CDs for like a couple bucks. And I was like, this is tight.
Dude, the big thing too about music is like I feel like people digest music totally differently now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like sometimes I'll like listen to it. I've been doing a new thing where I'm like, I got to listen to a full album front to back. Or if I'm like on a record, at least side to side, you know, Ariana Grande style, side to side. But before, you know, you just listen to singles or you listen to like compilations or you make a mixtape, whatever. And so for like 10 years, I'm just like listening to singles and on my phone. And now I'm like, I'm going to listen to the full record. But so many records now are just like, we have three singles. We're going to we're gonna fill the rest of it. And so by the time you get through the 10 songs, you're just like, huh, I probably wouldn't buy that. You know what I'm saying?
Or you're just like, totally let's put on the three singles again.
Yes. But I just feel like it's totally, I don't know, the way you, people digest and listen to music is totally different. But I had this book, 1001 Albums You Must Hear Before You Die, and I'm trying to get through all of them. And yeah. I'm not very far into them, but I've listened to probably 200 of them, you know what I'm saying? And even if they're albums that I've heard before, I'm just like listening to all of them again so I can appreciate them now that I'm an adult. But dude, listening to a full album is my new jam. It's my favorite.
Yeah, dude, I started doing that recently too, like especially if it's like something new comes out. I'm not going to just like listen to the singles. I'll be like, oh, let me play like the whole album and see what like the whole thing is.
What have you been listening to lately?
The new Eminem.
Oh, yeah. I haven't heard that yet. But I did hear he dissed somebody and it's a big thing.
Yeah, MGK came at him, dude. I love a good rap beef. I love beef in general, dude.
Hey, it's what's for dinner.
Yeah, dude. Like that Logan Paul KSI beef. I don't know if you knew about that. Just YouTubers. They're horrible fighters. Like they had a boxing match. But I just love the beef. I was like obsessed with the beef.
Where's the beef?
Rob likes the beef.
They just didn't like each other.
Dude. And that's like, I'm a big pro wrestling fan. And it's like, that's the whole thing. This is how pro wrestling sells tickets. People love a good beef. And to me,
it's true.
It's like what you should do. Podcasters, fellow podcasters out there, if you're listening, let's talk shit about each other. Let's make a beef happen. And people will tune in, dude. We'll just laugh all the way to the bank. You know, it's like Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
To me, I'm like,
quintessential.
That was probably the most staged, faked, like, fucking thing ever. It was all about the beef. It was all about the hype. It was all about the buildup. They're probably, like, going into it being like, all right, you're going to do this for a few rounds, and then I'm going to do this for a few rounds, and then we'll just do that. And then they're going to cash multi-million-dollar checks. And,
hundreds of millions.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And laugh all the way to the bank.
Yeah. And I was obsessed with that, too.
Yeah. It's just pro wrestling, dude. All it is, it's like the same thing that pro wrestling is.
Everybody's just going to start copying pro wrestling, like every industry.
Every industry, dude. We're going to have beef, dude. It's going to be Dusty Rhodes, Ric Flair everywhere you go.
Dude, that's kind of what the last election was. It kind of felt like pro wrestling.
Dude, yeah. It sells, yeah, dude.
That's everything. Coca-Cola is going to be like, yo, Pepsi.
Suck my dick.
We fucked <fall to it. laughs> Yeah.
Yo, we taste the difference.
Yeah, we taste the difference. Oh, choice of a new generation? I don't think so. It's more like old hat.
Old hat.
Coca-Cola's going to come out there with them old school insults, dude. Hit them where it hurts. But yeah, if you could beef, guys, last question. If you could beef with any band or artist right now, who would it be?
Yo, Greta Van Fleet, 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
dude, that was one of the records that was out.
Oh, was that in your book?
No. That was not in the book, okay. But it was one of the records that was at Meyer. It was like the new Ariana Grande, yeah. Now It's the Call Music, and Greta Van Fleet.
That's horrible.
Here's what I have to say about Greta Van Fleet. I hope you're listening, boys. I think you're all brothers. That's really nice that you guys are bonding in that way. But and besides that, you know, they just jacked like a whole band sound.
Yeah, dude.
They jacked it.
Have you ever heard of Led Zeppelin?
Yeah.
Has anyone ever heard of Led Zeppelin?
I've heard good things.
Yeah, I've heard good things. It's like The Matrix.
Yeah, and I might be speaking out of school here. I'm pretty sure like in an interview, they said their main influence was Aerosmith.
Yeah, that's totally like, a lie.
I feel like it took them a couple like years of interviews being like, so Led Zeppelin? Until they were finally like, all right, yeah, like we folks with Led Zeppelin like a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, my dad talked to me about her. Oh, Def Leppard.
And it's like, if you like them, if you listen to them, like, I don't give a shit. Like, if you like it, that's cool. But for me, I'm like, if I'm in the mood to listen to, like, rock riffs and, like, that just style of music, I'm probably just going to throw on Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to be. Do you guys genuinely have this beef? We're genuinely starting it right here, guys.
Yeah, I'd actually like to get this going. Because, like, dude, like, the first time I heard him, I just heard, like, the, mama. And I'm like, dude,
yeah,
come on,
because it's like that's like their thing, and it's one thing if you want to like write like rock riffs and like whatever sound like Led Zeppelin ish but to take like the guy's whole like that's how he sings, that those are like words he says, you know. Like if you're gonna say like oh mama like that, you can't do that.
Yeah, check this out. Yeah. I'm gonna start an R&B. I'm gonna be an R&B solo artist, and I'm just gonna go hey,
yeah.
You know, how about that?
It's just like, come on, guys. My whole thing is like, I'm always trying to just do something like different musically. Because like, if I write a song, I'm like, oh, that just sounds like this. You know, I'm like, let me try something that hasn't been done before. So for me, that's just like, yo, you guys having fun like doing that? Like, I don't care, but I don't want to listen to it.
And they like Greta Van Fleet is amazing at doing someone else's style. That's all I'm saying, dude. unbelievable godlike job that I can't believe it's so good at doing something someone has already done.
The gauntlet has been thrown down. Greta Van Fleet, it is now up to you to come on the Sean versus Wild podcast and rebuttal. You know, it's up to you right now, guys.
Oh, dude, my first beef. This is delicious. Dude, this is medium rare, dude.
Best served cold.
Oh, yeah.
But, dude, my thing is this. So, being non-biased about it, because I do enjoy some Greta Van Fleet, I can see your side. But the way I look at it is like, hey, at least maybe now people will get back into like liking bands.
That's true.
True.
That's the only thing. It's like do you remember when Across the Universe came out, that Beatles musical movie thing? Have you ever seen that movie before?
I think so.
Anyway, so it's like this musical movie that came out, and it uses Beatles songs and like different artists like reimagine like these Beatles songs and stuff for the soundtrack, right? So people are like covering this. And there were so many people that were like, dude, I think that this is better than the actual original Beatles songs. I love the soundtrack way more.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, you got to be shitting me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what do you mean it's better? But then I was like, you know what? This is what I really need to come to terms with. Now a whole new generation of people are going to be interested in checking out the Beatles. They're going to know these songs.
And that is true.
It will continue the legacy of a great band. And I think Greta Van Fleet is maybe continuing the legacy of a great band.
No, Greta Van Fleet is amazing, dude. I love them so much.
That's like Rob worried now that they're actually going to hear it. And he's trying to backpedal now.
Nah, I want the beef, dude.
Yeah, dude. Man, they sound just like Def Zeppelin. You know that band that has a one-arm guitarist? It's a miracle what that man can do.
Oh no. I loved like Robert Plant's reaction though to him, because they asked him, they're like, yo, what do you think about this band, Greta Van Fleet? And he literally just like closed his eyes and snoozed. And he's like, yeah, the voice sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I'll have to check out that Yeah, can you imagine though, like the balls that interviewer probably had to have, like, what do you think about this?
Yeah.
Cause you'd probably be like, well, I mean, I liked it the first time.
Yeah, he does. He says something kind of like very, very similar to that.
See, their version goes ding, 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 ding,
yeah, ding, ding,
ding, ding. But our version goes ding, 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 ding. It's a little change.
We added a little note in there.
Yeah. I moved my hand up and down, and it's not the same. Obviously, you saw it. But guys, before we, as we ride off into the sunset here, where can people find Moonwalker online? I like to ask everybody that, so...
moonwalkerband.com is a good place to go, just the home base of, you know, all of our socials and stuff like that. And yeah, we're streaming on all the streaming platforms, and we're starting the new hashtag boycott Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah, dude. Catch us on
now.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Hashtag boycott Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah.
All right, well, Rob, Mark, it was great to see you. Now let's hang out. We'll watch the Matrix. You'll find out what all this hype is about.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, not on mute.
I'd like to hear it.
Well, you tell me what's better, muted or unmuted?
They're both like equally as good.
Damn,
dude.
Damn, bro.
I gotta check this shit out,
dude. I'm red pilling myself right now, dude. I don't even know what's real,
dude. But guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you like what you heard, check out Moonwalker. Check out Sean versus Wild. It's on iTunes and Spotify and Stitcher and wherever you like to get podcasts. And make it happen, guys. We're gonna get knee deep into the Matrix. Greta Van Fleet, if you're listening. Your call, man. It's your move.
Yeah,
your
dude. Move.
This has been the Sean versus Wild podcast.
Thank you for listening, DNN.